was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and Sarah Yacoub is off this week, I believe, just battening down the hatches because the what can only appear to be a derecho is moving across Iowa as we tape on Wednesday evenings here. So it wouldn't surprise me a bit if she's trying to make sure that the house doesn't blow away. I'm not going to lie, Kirk. I'm a little distracted about the weather this Wednesday evening. The prospect of a storm bringing tornadoes to areas that have more than a foot of snow on the ground. There's something, yeah. Something ain't right here. Look,
fishy. I mean, it's very fishy. So
you got the pandemic. You got the variants. You, of course, got the zombies whose brains have been eaten out there. You've got the insurrectionists right within our Congress. You've got the larger wildfires, the thinning polar caps. Now we've got tornadoes in December. I am pretty sure we're living in a Hollywood nightmare where nobody in charge listens to the scientists, so it is only a matter of time until we hear about the giant meteor coming our way. I would bet on that at this point, which is why I've moved from my usual weekly old fashioned here to the Christmas coffee mug with hot chocolate and other stuff.
cheers, Pat. We haven't. Oh man, here. Cheers, my friend. Good to see you again. So. I read the funniest thing today on Facebook that the curve that was coming towards Wisconsin of like tornadoes and horridness looked like the bass clef on a music scale.
It does. Yeah, you're right.
Because it was like but it was terrible. And what the heck is going on? I mean, obviously it's climate change, but you know.
Well, and it's got quite, the reason it looks like that is because of the bend and the more that bend, you know, the crazier the winds are going to be. So we're in for something here tonight, and we hope that for those of you who listen to this in podcast form over the weekend have weathered things all right, and then we can just move on finally to enjoying, you know, the preparations for Christmas, New Year's, the rest of the holiday season, which frankly we've all earned after this year. We have endured 2 years like nobody ever wanted, nobody ever predicted. And so we have to spend the rest of this time toward the holiday season trying to think of the angels of our better nature and who are the people out there that have inspired us. And part of what led to that was, did you see who Time Magazine chose for their person of the year?
Oh, man. Elon Musk.
Yeah,
disappointing.
A billionaire who thought he'd go play in space when you've got, you know, healthcare workers. You've got that Capitol police officer, you know, who kept basically the government intact. You've got the bus drivers and the teachers. And so I think we put up a question at upnorthnewswi.com about who is your person of the year. And so I hope that everybody at some point somewhere on social media or what have you thinks about that and really lays out who their person of the year is, who helped get us through this year. And Kirk, I would like to nominate you for getting me through this year if I didn't have these weekly conversations with you.
Well, I do agree, Pat, that this is something I look forward to because like there's so many people that are probably just bottling up all their stress and frustrations whenever there's terrible news, like the gerrymandering stuff that happened a few weeks ago. And at least, I mean, the news is still bad. We're still dealing with crazy stuff, but at least I'm able to like vent with you once a week and kind of like think more deeply and think more broadly than just bottling it all up and being mad.
Right. Yeah. And we've got somebody to vent with, somebody who Chief Inspector Gableman has threatened to jail as he runs his sham investigation into the 2020 elections. He has threatened to jail the mayor of Madison, Satya Rhodes Conway. And we're going to talk with her about that and the entire Gableman investigation, quote unquote, after this. You're up north.